New Music Dublin, Ireland's foremost celebration of contemporary music, kicks off this Thursday, February the 27th, runs through until Sunday, March the 1st. It takes place every spring, events at various venues around Dublin, throughout Dublin, including at rooms within the National Concert Hall itself. As part of the many events this year, the record label Diatribe Records will launch no less than 7 new albums by its artist. Diatribe Records co-founder Nick Roth is here with me alongside American flautist Claire Chase. You may have heard the air going through the bass flute. I've never even seen a bass flute before, so I'm very excited to hear what it sounds. And actually, why don't we just hear what the bass flute sounds like, first of all? What piece is Claire going to play for us? Do you know, Nick?
It is Meditations and Calligraphy by Philippe Laura.
Right, well, let's have a listen. Meditation and Calligraphy played for us there by Claire Chase, and that one of the pieces I think that we'll actually be hearing at New Music Dublin as part of the festival, Nick Roth, yes?
That's right, on Friday night, as part of an album launch by another great flautist, Lena Andonovska, who's launching her record Away Alone at Last.
Now, the minute I hear the instrument being played, I don't really need to ask, why did you choose that instrument? It's an extraordinary sound. It's like a very large version. It's still held to the side, like the flute that we would all recognise immediately in any orchestra. Held to the side, but a much bigger instrument with a little bend to make it even longer than, I suppose it couldn't be a straight instrument, or it'd stretch, what? How long is it? Maybe 4 foot long, something in that?
Yeah, region? I mean, it looks like something you'd pull out of your kitchen plumbing unit or
Absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I like to think of the bass flute as like if a viola and like a tenor saxophone and a bass clarinet had a love child. they'd have the bass flute. You know, yeah. It's got the lyricism and it's got the chutzpah.
Mm. Yeah, and all of those, what we might refer to as extended techniques, the unusual sounds that you were getting within your playing there, Claire, like, you know, making that or whatever ch sound into the instrument.
Well. Yeah.
But you do it into the instrument and we still get a partial type of sound. There are also times when we're hearing two, three, four notes together, all kinds of harmonics that you were creating. Is part of that from your own voice, or is it all to do with the way the air goes into the instrument?
It's both things. So there are multiphonics in the piece, so I'm playing two notes effectively at the same time.
Which is very hard on a wind instrument.
Yeah, actually it's not so hard.
If you're you.
And then I'm also in some cases singing to produce some of those harmonies. And the bass flute is so responsive. It acts as this kind of resonator. So you sing into it and it's like singing into like a megaphone.
Yeah, and there's a kind of primitive sound to the instrument itself, or is that particularly in the case of that piece that we heard, Felipe Lara's piece?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is very much in Felipe's style. The piece has a lovely origin story. Felipe was at an artist residency in Italy, and he was hanging out with this amazing calligraphy artist named Mend Oyo, Mongolian calligraphy artist. And they did a studio visit, a studio swap, as you do when you're in artist residency. And Mendoyo came to Felipe's studio first, which was like a bachelor hurricane. You know, there's like scores everywhere and empty beer bottles and it was complete chaos. Mm. And then Felipe went to, he said something like, "Do you actually get any work done here, dude?" And then Felipe went to Mendoyo's studio and it had nothing in it. It was pristine. There's a single piece of white paper and a beautiful pen. And he was like, "Man, what is your process? This is not how a composer writes." And Mendoyo said, "Felipe, meditation, meditation, meditation. 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. Then pen to paper, idea, 20 minutes, piece."
Wow.
And Felipe said, "I've never done that before, but my friend Claire is coming to visit tomorrow. And so I'm going to give myself 20 minutes after meditating for a period of 4 or 5 hours." And he put on a timer and he gave himself 20 minutes and then that piece came out.
Wow. So he used the calligrapher's process
exactly.
Of think and then make your mark on the page.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
Just leave the pen on the paper.
Mm. And let it do the
and
work.
And write a double bar.
So, wow. And is Felipe's apartment now a model of cleanliness and organization?
<I'm afraid not>.
Yeah, I didn't think so. For one piece, he took the calligrapher's advice. A great story that goes with that, Nick. You were saying that I was saying in the introduction, a number of new albums, in fact, been launched as part of New Music New Dublin. Was it hard to get things to coalesce in that way for the festival?
It's all coming together. We've seven records coming out at the weekend. We have them all. So that's good. The musicians are arriving from maybe seven different countries. They're all booked. there were a lot of kind of strings in play, a lot of things that were being tied together. But it was a question of accelerating some projects and slowing some projects down to kind of coalesce them and just align. And, I think with the festival generally, it's kind of a crossing of the waters. New Music Dublin provides an opportunity or a stage or a platform for lots of different things that are in motion to kind of come together at that point. And that's really what it was for us as well.
One of my favourites, and it's been going for a couple of years now, is the just thrown together orchestra that happens.
Brian Irvine.
Just explain that event.
Brian is a force of nature, and a big part of his practice is in working with the community and working with amateur musicians in the original sense of the word, which means to love the music, and working within different kind of social groups. And his thing is that, anyone can play music, and his compositions are really based around that. Just facilitating, and giving opportunities to people to get up on stage, to make noise together, to come together. And, he really has a way of drawing that out of people.
And a lot's happening at the festival over the period of time, so people should check out the website of that. But just before we go, I need to ask you about how much breath do you need for a bass flute, Claire? is it very different from the smaller instrument? Because you seem to be taking these enormously, deep breaths, which obviously you can do by opening your ribcage in a way that most of us can't.
Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, you need about twice as much air to play the big flutes.
Will you get up and give us a little demonstration?
Or sure.
Can we do it from... Yeah, we do it. Sit from where you are. Probably harder to breathe sitting down. So give us an example of maybe just, a basic kind of run up a chromatic scale like that, and how much breath you need to do that.
So, if I play, for instance, a line of Bach, something that some of your listeners will recognize. This is from the Sarabande in A minor. Then I'm about about to die. And so I take up another big one. Et cetera.
Yeah, but those phrases demand that. And suddenly I hear Jungle Book, and suddenly I hear the was it the bass flute for the snake in Jungle Book? It sounds very like it to me.
Claire got off a plane at 7 a.m. this morning from New York, went straight to rehearsal with Anne Claire, and is here as well. So,
yeah.
Something, and she can still
take breaths of that size. Okay. Well, listen, delighted that you could come into us and play for us. And thank you so much for giving me my first exposition to the bass flute. Wonderful stuff indeed. New Music, New Dublin, celebrating the best in contemporary music from Ireland and around the world. National Concert Hall, various venues throughout Dublin, February the 27th, through until Sunday, March the 1st. And you can find out full details on newmusicdublin.ie, and you can find out the details of the records on Nick's label, Nick Roth's label, Diatribe Records, diatribe.ie.